Steam Power versus Silicon, Why the Industrial Revolution Analogy May Mislead. An essay by Matt Clancy asking whether the Industrial Revolution is a reliable precedent for Mayshant. AI-driven economic growth drew modest upvotes, but by community consensus, comment quality that punches well above the score. Clancy's argument is not that the Industrial Revolution was unimportant, the GDP curves settle that, but that the underlying mechanism differs in ways that matter. Industrial-era productivity gains were tightly coupled to energy inputs and raw materials. The marginal cost of copying a steam engine was never zero. Cognitive tasks have a different economic structure entirely. A timing problem compounds the analogy's weakness. The transition from cottage industry to factory system took the better part of a century to diffuse through the British economy. If AI advocates are implying industrial revolution scale gains compressed into 5 or 10 years, one commenter noted, that is a much stronger claim than the historical record supports. Though a counter-argument holds that software, unlike physical infrastructure, deploys globally overnight. Where Clancy's analysis reportedly lands with the most force is on what economists call general-purpose technologies. Innovations like steam and electricity that transform the whole economy rather than one sector. The historical pattern on these is consistent. They underperform in the short run and overperform in the long run because institutions, organizations, and human skills require time to restructure around them. American electrification began in the 1880s and did not show up clearly in aggregate productivity data until the 1920s. If a comparable lag applies to AI, both pessimists citing absent productivity gains and optimists projecting enormous long-run impact could be simultaneously correct. The distributional dimension sharpens the stakes further. Real wages for English working-class families stagnated for roughly 50 years after industrialization began, even as aggregate output soared. Gains accrued to capital first, wages second, across a lag long enough to span entire careers. A similar pattern in cognitive automation, the essay suggests, could produce genuinely harsh short-run labor market effects, even if the long-run outcome proves positive.